From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Japanese Prime Minister Naoto Kan is doubling the number of troops he's deploying for rescue and relief efforts to 100,000. Japanese media report the death toll from Friday's earthquake and tsunami could exceed 10,000 in just one northeastern state. Meanwhile, the country is struggling with an escalating nuclear crisis. The International Energy Agency is reporting Japanese authorities declared a low-level emergency at its Onagawa plant after higher-than-allowed levels of radioactivity were released during operations aimed at cooling a reactor. And as NPR's Louisa Lim reports, Japan's top government spokesman is warning an explosion could occur at another reactor in Fukushima.
Japan's top government spokesman, Yukio Edano, warned there could be a fresh explosion at a building housing a nuclear reactor at Fukushima, 150 miles north of Tokyo. He said there'd been a build-up of hydrogen in the plant's number 3 unit, but any blast would be unlikely to affect the steel container housing the reactor. On Saturday, an explosion blew the roof off another reactor building at the plant. Some 210,000 people have been evacuated from the area. So far, 19 people have been confirmed to have been exposed to radiation. Japan is preparing rolling blackouts of 3 hours at a time to cut back on power usage. And in some unlikely good news, one man was reportedly rescued 9 miles off the coastline, where he was spotted waving from the roof of his house, which had washed out to sea. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
In Washington, the chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, Joseph Lieberman, says the U.S. should consider temporarily halting construction of nuclear power plants.
I don't want to stop the building of nuclear power plants, but I think we've got to quickly put the brakes on until we can absorb what has happened.
Meanwhile, the State Department is issuing a travel advisory against unnecessary travel to Japan. Rebel fighters in Libya are falling back from the oil port of Brega. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports it marks another advance for the better-equipped forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi.
Reports from the front described groups of rebels climbing into cars and trucks and retreating in the direction of Ajdabiya, now the farthest west city still under rebel control. Pro-Gaddafi forces are continuing their intensified barrage against the largely volunteer rebel force using tanks, artillery, and fighter jets. The rebels have found it impossible to overcome the superior firepower of the pro-Gaddafi forces, and some speculated that Gaddafi is moving quickly now before the international community can intervene. Rebel leaders and many foreign governments welcomed the Arab League's decision yesterday to call on the UN Security Council to approve a no-fly zone over Libya. But that is still likely to take several days, and it's not clear what the situation on the ground will be by then. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Benghazi.
This is NPR. Californians are assessing damage from the tsunami that raced across the Pacific Ocean from Japan to the U.S. West Coast. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports it caused at least $50 million in damages, mostly at marinas.
Officials at harbors up and down the California coastline spent Saturday assessing damage as cleanup crews went to work. The director of the Earthquake Education Center at Humboldt State University says the total amount of destruction could exceed the $50 million mark. Santa Cruz and Crescent City appear to be the two ports that were hit the hardest. The harbor master at Santa Cruz says 17 watercraft were sunk and as many as 50 others damaged. At the Crescent City harbor, officials confirmed 17 boats had been sunk or wrecked. Another 9 are missing or adrift. In Santa Barbara, powerful waves swept away a barge used for the city's commercial fishing operation and damaged a crane barge that broke away from the dock. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley.
Hundreds of New Jersey residents may have to evacuate today as floodwaters rise in the rain-swollen Passaic River. The mayor of Paterson expects maybe 1,500 residents could be evacuated. Portions of New York and Pennsylvania are also dealing with flooding. Elsewhere on the East Coast, floodwaters are receding. West Virginia is taking the matter of protests at military funerals into its own hands after the Supreme Court upheld the right of a fundamentalist group to hold anti-gay protests at military funeral services. The West Virginia legislature has passed a bill making protests at funerals a criminal offense. If the governor signs the measure, such demonstrations would be a misdemeanor. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.